Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for our Sustainable Singapore segment.
Yep. So I'm curious, when you were younger, did your parents buy furniture that was built to last?
That's a good question. I mean, back in the day, you have all these, you know, like, awkward sort of living room sofas and whatnot. And now you have those that barely last 2-3 years.
Yeah, I know, right? So I think back in those days, furniture just was built that way. You couldn't get anything else, right? But today, there are what we could call, like we call it fast fashion. You can call it fast furniture, right? And some of these items, they contain harsh chemicals, formaldehyde, which is terrible for human health.
So there is one local company and they want to change all of this and put sustainability at the forefront. Roger and Sons, a company that's run by three brothers who took over their father's business after, of course, he passed on.
So what they've been doing is they're moving away from making mass market office furniture to creating custom bespoke furniture. They use local wood, they salvage it from Singapore's sawmills, and they use just every bit that they can use.
Well, it sounds very interesting. So let's check in with one of the elders of the brothers, Morgan Yeo, director of Roger and Sons. Morgan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm feeling really good. How about you?
Very good, sir. And thanks so much for your time. Just to, as a bit of an icebreaker, working with your brothers or your two younger brothers, I mean, what's that like? Because, you know, boys, they can really get into it. And sometimes in dispute resolution, it can also get quite exciting, right?
Yeah, it gets quite exciting. But I think me and my brothers, we have quite a special bond.
Nice.
We're quite close, so we don't really have much issues working together. We work quite well together, actually.
What's the age difference like?
I'm 32 this year. My second brother is 29, and my youngest brother is 25.
Okay, so not that far, except maybe with the youngest.
They're all so young.
Not that bad.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we doing with our lives?
I know. It's going to be one of those conversations like, oh, these young, accomplished people, I'm going to feel so bad about myself. No. But let's talk about sustainable furniture, shall we? And in particular, the fact that the company used to make sort of mass market furniture, but then you pivoted to bespoke fine furniture. Normally, things go in the opposite direction. So why did you choose to do this?
I think happened because of circumstances. I took over the family business 6 years ago when my dad passed on. So what we realized when we took over was that the company had about 4 or 5 guys left because my dad couldn't keep up with competition that's coming in from overseas, especially China. So we just couldn't compete against the machinery they had, the resources that they had. And so what we decided to do was, instead of going big, why don't we just consolidate ourselves and try to go smaller instead? So create smaller items, maybe just one-off pieces, two-off pieces, but then do it with heart and do it with quality.
Okay. You guys are also involved, or rather you started this local tree project back in 2019. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? And could you make reference to the amount of trees that are actually cut down every day?
Okay. So we started the local tree project about a year and a half ago. So the local tree project was started when we were engaged by Tan Tock Seng Hospital. So they're actually building their new Novena building. And so the first thing they did was to cut down the trees and then do the piling work and then get the development up. So they kept some of the trees. They contacted us and engaged us. So we took those trees that were cut down at that development, turned them into public furniture, and we placed them back in the new hospital. So that was nice. And then what we did was, when we started doing it, we started engaging and talking to different vendors, and we started hanging out with the sawmills in Singapore. So there's a couple of sawmills left in Singapore, and so I was speaking to them. And then when we hit to the place, we realized there were like tons and tons of trees just at the sawmills, like waiting to be used or waiting to be disposed of. And we just thought that we wanted to do something about it. So there was an article that came out about 3 years ago, so on the Straits Times, that said that there were about 13,000 trees that will be cut down in the next 13 years. So that roughly makes out about two to three logs a day.
Wow.
But when I speak to the sawmills, you know, unofficially, you know, when I observe the sawmills and see the number of trees coming in whenever I'm there, it's about 50 to 100, but that's unofficial.
I mean, it's not so easy to cut down trees in Singapore, mind you. You got to get permits and all that. We're quite strict about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing when you consider it's potentially 50 a day.
Absolutely. So what would have happened to these trees? And I'm really excited about hearing what you do with them, but what would have happened to them if they weren't repurposed?
So most of the time, what happens is that when there's a new development or when there's road expansion or anything, a landscape company would cut down these trees. because not any of us could just go down and cut the tree. So these landscape companies will be engaged to officially to cut down these trees. So they take these trees and they take a certain percentage of these trees and produce it as mulch to be put back to the space and used as fertilizers or whatnot. That usually takes about 10%. The rest of it, they're actually supposed to be disposed of. So instead of disposing some of the trees because it costs money, what they'll do, they'll go to the different sawmills in Singapore and start selling them. So when they sell them, the sawmills will buy them off cheap and stuff, and then they just put it on into their location. Because usually these sawmills are slightly older, so when they started signing the leases many years ago, they got really big spaces with relatively reasonable rent. So as these guys are slightly older, so they'll just take these trees and then just leave it there in the sawmills. So whenever they have time, they'll just process these trees and they use it mainly to be exported overseas as pieces of timber that we use underneath, like sofas or things where you don't really see it. The other thing that they really do quite often in these local trees is that making it into pellets. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing that they always do is that because some of the trees in Singapore are really large, so they just cut it down into like big blocks and they'll be used in the shipyards.
Okay. Morgan, was design and technology one of your favorite subjects in school?
I kind of enjoyed it, but wasn't like my favorite. Okay, I spent quite a bit of time with my dad, you know, in his bookshop when I was slightly younger, just trying to think of things. So,
I mean, I raised that up because it was one of my favorite subjects. And I think that was one of the early days in school where they teach us to reuse wood or wood pieces. But the ones that get wasted are plastic, really. With regard to sustainable alternatives, I mean, what kind of, is there a trend right now? How is that working out in your favor?
There's definitely a trend. I mean, sustainability has been around for some time. But in Singapore, it's quite a new subject, right? Mm. As compared to people overseas in Europe or in America, where the technology of trying to create sustainable materials or trying to upcycle things they're quite good at what they do. And for us, the barrier entry in Singapore is quite high. Like for us, we don't really have the knowledge and resources to be able to utilize these trees. So, for example, when we want to be able to use like an angsana tree or a tembusu tree, or you know, for us, we don't have the proper research that has been put into place. We can go online to NParks and to find out more about these trees, but to be able to know how to use these trees and utilize them into furniture, that's something that has not really been done before. So for us, it's about learning and trying.
Yeah, well, if you're a tree expert and you're listening, please reach out to Morgan Yeo, who is the director at Roger & Sons. Speaking of which, I know that you've also decided that you want to modernise the carpentry trade here and you want to pursue different aspects, research and development, sustainability and education. As part of that, on sustainability, you use eco-conscious organic beeswax finishes from a local beekeeper that rehomes beehives. I mean, no one would ever think about this when they're looking at their furniture. Tell us a bit more about this.
Yeah, so we contacted NutriNest. So NutriNest is a beekeeper. So if your house have a beehive, instead of fumigating, killing the bees, you relocate them to his place in Yishun or in different parts in Singapore. So you know, he harvests the honey and harvests the beeswax. So what we wanted to do was, this was actually our first time trying anything like that. We wanted to see whether we could make our own beeswax finish. So we reached out to him. We asked him whether he could, you know, just do some sort of collaboration where we could take some of his beeswax. So we took his beeswax, we melted them down, did our own concoction, and then we created our own beeswax that were applied to some of the objects and furniture that we do. So we put it on our chopsticks, for example.
Okay.
Chopsticks?
I can see how that works. Morgan, on the education front, and I'm quite interested in signing up for this, you want to progress the level of the education of the local carpentry industry. So you're looking at partnering local polytechnics and universities. Any progress update on that? And do you think there's a market for carpentry here in Singapore?
I do believe there's a market in here for Singapore. So what we do is, you know, when I first started 6 years ago, carpentry was, and you know, like craftsmanship was not really a topic, you know. But over the 6 years since I've been in the industry, you know, more and more people are really interested in craftsmanship, about being sustainable, you know, ensuring that company is responsible to the environment as well as the society. So I think that's really good. And then we started, you know, trying to bring the industry up, and we realized that one of the ways And one of the issues that the industry faces is that as Singaporeans, we don't really know about carpentry or how things are being made. If I quote like a furniture that I make, and or if somebody else's from overseas, you know, make quote something, the final object might look similar to the layman, but for us as carpenters, whenever we see it, we know why it's priced so much cheaper because of the materials they use. So the reason why we want to do workshop education is to be able to reach out to the general public and educate them, you know, on why things are being made in a certain manner, and that would help actually to grow the appreciation for craftsmanship. So what we also started learning as we do this workshop is that we felt that as we started engaging students, started taking interns and engaging students, we realized that what was taught in school and what was happening in the industry in Singapore, there was actually a very wide gap. So, you know, graduates who have graduated from product design or furniture design, when they come out, they don't know where to find materials, they don't know where to find suppliers or manufacturers. And so what we wanted to do was try to bridge that gap. So we actually brought some students from NTU over to our space. We shared with them all the industry standards and materials and different things.
Right.
We brought them down to the sawmills. We showed them the processes, tried to bring them down to see different new innovation and materials, and try to just inspire them a little.
Yeah, that's great.
I like this.
Yeah. Well, look, we're up against time, so I do want to just wrap up a couple of questions for you. So you've got these sustainability roots. You've got this ethos of design by Singaporeans, for Singaporeans, using Singaporean materials. And the question is, would you consider overseas expansion? Will that be part of your plans for 2021?
For 2021, maybe not so, because it might be a little premature, but we're definitely looking for to be able to move overseas. But I think right now what we want to do is we truly believe that we just want to be really strong and reputable in what we do, because doing carpentry takes a lot of time. We're not going to be the best carpenters overnight. You know, learning a skill and getting good at a skill takes a significant long amount of time, and that's what we're trying to do, to be able to hone our skills and at the same time create an identity for ourselves. So when someone sees the furniture, they know it's from us.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, my grandfather was a carpenter, so I relate to this a lot. Morgan, we really wish you the best of luck. Morgan Yeo, director of Roger and Sons, on the line with us.
Yes.
Take care and stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.